The church in Kenya is charting its own path in the Somalia crisis. Iraqi believers flee to Turkey, and Bible translators lift the hearing impaired from isolation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Peace is slipping from Somalia, and the violence there is beginning to have an impact in nearby Kenya. Somalian refugees are pouring into Kenya and setting up camps. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says they just held a frontline shepherds conference in a remote part of eastern Kenya. There, they encountered a near-desperate level of spiritual hunger from 700 pastors.
There are pastors and networks of leaders that are strategizing for when it becomes safe to go back into Somalia. They are discipling and equipping future church planters there in the refugee camps.
Shibley says their training will go a long way toward mobilization.
We really want to help raise up Kenyan pastors that have a cross-cultural burden to go into Somalia as missionaries to plant new churches, to help re-evangelize, to encourage brothers and sisters there in the Lord that have just gone through heartache and destruction.
Next, World Evangelical Alliance's Johan Kandelin says the aggression against believers in Turkey is increasing tensions for a people group who fled from one bad situation to another.
Pray about 2,000 Iraqi Christian refugees in Turkey who want to go to a third country. Most of them have in their families someone that has been killed or kidnapped, and they are in a very difficult situation, trapped in Turkey, waiting to get to a third country.
Kandelin says the church has courageously opted not to retreat underground, but the community is a target in Turkey.
Most of them are from the Baghdad area, where they were told by some of the violent groups that either you change your religion or you be killed, or you leave your home but you can take nothing with you. Some of the parts in Baghdad are empty of Christians.
Pray that they'll be able to get to a safe country. Pray too for the remnant church in both Iraq and Turkey. You're listening to Mission Network News. The deaf can't hear the gospel, but now they can see it. After 5 years of training, 30 Bible League translators are actively signing in churches in a restricted area of Central Asia. 60 more churches are now requesting translators. 1,000 deaf people who otherwise would be socially isolated have been connected to the church through Bible studies, worship, and the nurturing of the translators. Pray for God to raise up more translators so many more hearing impaired can see the gospel. Meanwhile, Bible translation in New Ireland, Papua New Guinea is getting a boost. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says,
Wycliffe Associates is just starting a new partnership effort there that's going to get about 15 languages, some additional scripture in their languages in the next few years.
New Ireland is just off the coast of mainland Papua New Guinea in the South Pacific. Missionaries translated the New Testament into one language in the late 1990s, then started a training center to help nationals learn how to do it. However, their facility burned to the ground last year. Smith says Wycliffe Associates helped rebuild it.
We had teams that were there in January and February. The next thing that we're doing is we're looking with them at expanding the facility so that they can really have all of the space that they need for this large group.
Wycliffe is also helping in other ways.
Our role is to provide volunteer, technical, and administrative support for all of these groups that are working on their translations. We're also investing directly in the direct costs related to the translation.
And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has won its recognition back from the University of Wisconsin. The UW Superior Chapter lost its official recognition in 2006. They were told it was against university policy to require their leaders to affirm their basis of faith statement. A specifically crafted settlement allows the chapter to meet freely again without compromising them. It may also serve as a model for other Christian groups facing similar situations on secular college campuses. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people each week to watch their TV broadcasts in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.